Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And the scripture tells us this is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I pray that you're having a blessed day so far. And not only having a blessed day, but I pray that you remember these words as you go through your day. The song says, always remember Jesus, always keep him on your mind.
Anybody in here dependent on Jesus? I mean, like, totally dependent on Jesus. And there's no point without him. It's a waste of time without him, right? Yeah. Feel free to sing with us. The song is simple. It says,
tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. No, I can't live without you. Here's my heart, here's my mind, I give you my soul, Lord, I need you to take control, 'cause I tried it on my own, but what I found.
Yes, I can't live without you. What can I do? I cannot live without God. Let me read this scripture in Jeremiah chapter 29, Jeremiah 29, 13. The Bible says, "And ye shall seek me and find me when you have searched with me with your whole heart." God tells us in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13, he says that when we seek him, then will we find him. And when we shall search for him with all of our heart, that's when we will find him. Now, let me just throw this encouraging word to you. I'm talking to every person that is hungry for God, those that are willing to seek after God with their whole heart. Now listen to what I want to say to you. If you want to seek God, make him top priority. Not only make God top priority if you want to seek God. Now, let me just tell you, before I go on, what does the word seek means? The word seek means to go after. It means to chase down. Have you ever been hungry for something that you really wanted and you wouldn't rest until you got it? You went after it. And when you went after it, you didn't just go after it just any kind of way. You went after it with your whole heart because that was something that you wanted and you felt that that was something that you needed. And I like that definition because it doesn't just mean to go after, but it means to chase one down. Oh, I love that one. To chase it down, meaning until I can catch it, I'm going to keep on running after it until I get it. So the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 29, 13, that you will seek me and find me when you have searched with me with your whole heart. And I want to encourage you to chase after God, run after him, and listen to this. And when you do seek God, make him top priority. And not only make him top priority, but don't you stop chasing him down, even when you feel satisfied. In other words, sometimes we get satisfied, you know. We at the place spiritually where we want to be in God, and we go to church and we're having a good time and we're feeling good. You know, sometimes we stop when we get satisfied. But I want to encourage you, I don't care how satisfied you get, don't you stop even after you feel satisfied. Keep going, because the Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the hearts of men the things God has in store for you. And I'm telling you, there's some things that God want to give you, and there's some things that God want to do in you, and there's some things that God has that you might have never seen before. But if you get satisfied at the place and where you are, then you'll never reach for more. I want to encourage you, go beyond the point of the blessing. Don't get satisfied just in the blessing, just in getting and having a good time and doing things that you're satisfied with God. Go beyond that. Reach for more. That's just an encouraging word. Encourage you today, whatever you do, keep chasing God down until you get all that he has for you. And sometimes in seeking God, there's some things that you got to be willing to give up to get more of God. There's some things that you got to give up. And I want to remind you that anything that you ever give up, or anything that you lose, remember, it's nothing to be compared to what you're going to gain. Remember those words. And I want to play this song for all those that are hungry and thirsty for God, and those that want to go beyond where they're at to reach for more. Remember, the Bible says, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. God want to fill you. He want to, that hunger and that thirst that you have, he want to minister to that area. But what I'm saying to you, never get satisfied where you're at. All right, I want to play this song, and I want to play this to all those that are hungry and thirsty for God. And I pray as you are hungry and thirsty for God, you will reach for more of him, because he want to give you more of him, but he wants you to never get satisfied where you're at. Go beyond. Keep reaching for more.
About you, but I'm sensing this. Oh God, we need it.
Lord, we will wait for you, 'cause all we want is you. Lord, we will wait for you, 'cause all we want is you. Oh,
we will wait for you,
'cause all we want is you. Yes, God.
To the spoken word radio station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Yes, the psalm says, send the rain. And you know, every time I hear that song, I'm reminded of the scripture that I just read a couple minutes or just quoted that says in the book of Matthew's chapter 5, that says, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. And the song says, we're hungry and we're thirsty for you. And I pray that you never get satisfied where you're at in God, that you always reach for more, because if you're hungrier and if you're thirstier for God, he promised to fill you. Boy, I tell you, that song really ministered to those, that, and I'm not talking about those that are going through. I'm talking about those that might not be going through anything, but your desire is to grow more stronger in God. Your desire is to get closer to God. Your desire is to do all that God has planned his plan and his purpose and his will for your life. And I want to encourage you, reach out for more of God. Cry out to God in your prayer time. You know, they said the average Christian prays at least 5 minutes, and I might talk about that around 1 o'clock. The average Christian prays at least 5 minutes. Now, I have a problem with that. And the reason why I have a problem with that, because there's some people can talk on the telephone for a whole hour and 2 hours. And I'm a strong believer that anything that you do for yourself, you ought to do twice as much for God. I am not going to talk on the telephone for 2 hours, an hour, and only can talk to God 5 minutes. I refuse to give God more than that. I refuse to go to work and come home tired and can't read my Bible and can't pray. I got to sacrifice. I will not give or do more for myself and do less for God. That's why the Bible tells us in the scripture, I believe that's around in the book of Luke, that tells us, seek ye first the kingdom. So your first priority is to the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom. That's showing where our priority is supposed to be. Priority should be focused on the kingdom. The scripture says, looking unto Jesus, which is the author and the finisher of our faith. That's what we're supposed to be looking at. Keeping our eyes on Jesus. Set your affections on things above and not on the earth. Our eyes and our desires should be on the things of God. Because the scripture tells us in that scripture, I believe that's Luke 6:33, that says this. Listen to what it says. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. And listen what it says. All these other things shall be added unto you. That when you put the kingdom at your first top of your list, being priority, and you're seeking his righteousness, his kingdom and his righteousness, being in right standard with God, living all I know how and some more. Well, first of all, I believe that the only way you can really live a righteous life and live with your focus on the kingdom, you need the Holy Spirit to help you. See, the Holy Spirit, according to the scripture, he is called the standby, the helper, the intercessor. See, he intercedes for you. He stands by you when you need him. He is your counselor. He will counsel you in the things that you need, but you get to depend on the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. And the Holy Spirit will help you if your desire is to seek after God and putting him on your first priority, top priority in your life, and the things that you do. The things that you say. The Holy Spirit is there to stand by you, to help you, and to counsel you along the way. But you got to ask him. And I pray that someone that is listening to me will be encouraged to run after God with your whole heart. Don't stop. Pursue him. Run after him. Chase him down. And glory to God. Until you get him. And when you get him, don't let him go. As Jacob said, I won't let you go until you bless me. But listen, after you get blessed, go beyond the blessing. Go into a new experience with God like you have never gone before. God want to give you more, but you got to be hungry for him. You got to be thirsty for him. Get on your knees, lay before God and cry out to him and say, God, I want more of you, and I'm not going to stop crying to you until you give it to me. This is my encouraging word to you. Chase after God. Run after him. Seek him with your whole heart. and go beyond the point of the blessing. Don't you stop until you get him.
Hey, y'all, 1, 2, 3. Get up, we got victory. No weapon they throw at me, you know it won't prosper now.
Yeah, just got laid off.
I'm doing good.
House they need to pay it off.
I'm doing good.
Should be afraid, but
I'm feeling good.
All the time you say,
God is good.
Call it down.
He's ready for the new Jericho. You're waiting on God. He's waiting on you.
So what you gonna do?
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3. Get up, we got victory. No weapon may throw at me.
It won't.
You know it won't prosper now.
Ron, this is crazy.
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3. Get up, we got victory. No weapon may throw.
Yes, 1, 2, 3, victory by Kurt Franklin. Well, I tell you, we do have the victory. And regardless of what the enemy tries to do or what's going on in our lives, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And you know, I love that scripture because it says this: what shall separate us from the love of God? I refuse to let anything separate me. And I pray that you feel the same way. Let me remind you, if you ever gone through anything and you need someone to pray for you, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is open for you. We are here to pray for you because we care about you And the scripture tells us that if two of you would agree on earth as touching anything they should ask, the Bible say he would do it for them. Well, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is open to pray for you. It doesn't matter what time. You can call us right after this program is over. The telephone number is 803-317-4457. That's 803-317-4457. If you got a problem, God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. And we're here to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. And I know without one shadow of a doubt that when you invite God into your circumstances, into your problems, God comes on the scene. And that's when miracles happen, when he comes on that scene. And all you need to do is open your heart up and invite God into your circumstances, your problems, your situation, in your marriage, in your finances, in your relationship, whatever the problem is, your sickness, invite him in and let him fix it for you. Again, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is open to pray for you. The telephone number is 803-317-4457. Also, if you have a testimony and you've been listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan radio show and this radio show has been a blessing to you, maybe the message that we have ministered on this radio station, and you want to give a testimony of how you was encouraged and how it uplifted you, we would love to hear from you, and we'd love to put you on live with Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show for other people can hear your testimony. The Bible says they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. When you testify, there might be somebody listening that might be going through the same thing, but when they hear what happened to you, it causes them to be encouraged even the more. I believe what the scripture says, what you make happen for others, God make happen for you. That telephone number right here at the radio station is 516-666-9901. 516-666-9901. Pastor Kenneth Morgan radio show would love to hear that testimony and others that is listening. Now, I want to send a very special shout out to everyone that be listening to us overseas and the United States. And thank you that those have been calling in to the prayer line. That prayer line is open to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. We believe, and on this show, Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show, we believe in miracles because we believe in God. We know that God is a miracle worker, and he has a miracle with your name on it, and it belongs to you. All you need to do is claim it by faith, and when you claim it by faith, things happen for you.
Sometimes you have to speak victory. How many people are encouraged tonight?
Catch mine. That's right, that's right. Speak over yourself.
You might not see it, but you're standing in victory. Listen, I can tell you about pain.
Pain, I've been there.
And I can tell you about change.
Change, I've been there.
And I've had we've always been here.
There's a miracle in this room with my name on it. There's a healing in this room, and it's here for me. Oh, there's a breakthrough in this room. Got my name.
I'm gonna put a praise on it.
Yes, you got to put a praise on it. Well, we got a caller here. Let's see. All right, caller, how can we help you? Go ahead, caller. All right, we got to put a praise on it, and we got to remember these words. You know, I often tell people the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, in the 18th verse, in everything, give him thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. You know, I realize anybody can praise God when they get $10,000 in their pocket and things are going good. But when your back is against the wall and you don't know what you're going to do, Psalms say put a praise on it. And that's what you got to do. You got to praise God. And I often tell people, you got to praise God like praising God was going out of style. You praise God regardless of how it looks, because I like that song that says, don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. Let me just remind you, if you get a testimony, and our open mic is only for testimonies. If you have a testimony and the messages in which we have been preaching has been a blessing to you, and you want to give a testimony of what God has done, give me a call right here at 516-666-9901. That line is open, and I'll put you right on the air, because I want to hear that testimony of what God is doing in your life. The telephone number, 516-666-9901. You know, I love when we hear testimonies of people that God is doing things in. And I want to encourage you that if you're going through anything, it doesn't matter what you're going through, God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. Whatever you're going through, God has the answer, I guarantee you. And when God does something, he does it well. And when God brings you out, you'll know without one shadow of a doubt that it was only God that was able to bring you out of a situation. And you hear me say many of times, the scripture says, is there anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing too hard for our God to do. And when you're going through your lowest, you know, you ever been through something that it seemed like you just wasn't coming out of it? You have reached one of the lowest points of your life where it looked like nothing is coming out of what you're going through. It looked like you're not even coming out, or it seemed like it's going to be hard for you to come back. Somebody has lost their business, and somebody that's gone through financial problems that feels that they have reached their lowest point of their lives. God says to you, regardless of what you have gone through, when you're at your lowest moment of your lives, sometimes it's a wonderful opportunity to know just how good God is. And how do we find out that when we're in our lowest point in our lives, feels like calls us to know that God is a good God? I tell you why, because it assures you that even when everybody else done left you, God has never abandoned you. Even when everybody else have left. It reminds me of the gentleman that was a millionaire. He had these tall buildings that reached up to the 15th floor. I mean, he was, if I may say, he was rolling in the dough. He had plenty of money. He had a limousine company, and he had a mansion, 15-room bedrooms. But one day, he went through one of the most lowest times in his life. And when he was going through one of the most lowest times in his life, he realized that everything he lost, he went through that thing, and he didn't know what to do. And he tells the story of of all the things he went through in life. And as the months went by, he had his family was trying to encourage him, and they was trying to, you know, because he lost his houses, he lost the business, and he lost all of his money, and the only thing he had left was two limousines, and he was depressed. But he said, as the months went by, he noticed one thing. When his kids was trying to encourage him, he noticed that he started spending a little more time with his family that he didn't have when he was going, when he had all the money. See, out of every bad thing comes a good thing. And I want to encourage you that are listening to me, by the way of this radio station, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, that when you're going through financially and you're going through sickness and disease and whatever you're going through, remember that God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. I'll be right back. Let me just play this song, and I'll be right back.
Some days are weary.
Some days weary.
And you can't see your way.
And you can't see your way.
Some nights are lonely.
Some nights are lonely.
With no one to say.
With no one to say.
You can make it.
You can make it.
It's only a test.
It's only a test.
You can take it.
You can take it.
And don't you think.
And don't you think.
So wipe the tears from your eyes.
Here's
the reason why.
Yes, you can. let me tell you, hold on. Look at your neighbor, sing a woman and say, God, get rid of your bozo so he can send you your bo ass.
Yes, God is on your side. And don't forget now, when you're going through, remember these words, that God is on your side. Just like that man that was going through all that finances and God bought him out. Remember the song, God is on your side. Sometimes you don't feel like God is on your side, but he is on your side. Again, let me remind you, you can hear us every Monday at 12 noon. That's Monday through Friday at 12 o'clock and Saturdays at 9 o'clock. Also, don't forget to join me at our church, which is located in Orangeburg, South Carolina. If you're ever in the area of Orangeburg, South Carolina, it's at 1111 Russell Street, 1111 Russell Street, downtown Orangeburg. And the name of the church is Deliverance Transformational Church, Deliverance Transformational Church, with yours truly, Pastor Kenneth Morgan and Evangelist Kathleen Morgan. The service starts at 10:45 every Sunday morning. So you are welcome. And then don't forget now to, if you are in need of prayer, you can always call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line. The telephone number is 803-317-4457. 803-317-4457. Remember, God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts.
I made it through.
So glad I made it.
Thank you. my mind. I could have lost my mind. But I made it through.
I made it through.
I wish I had a window.
Oh, so
is there anybody in here that's been through anything?
So glad
that you almost threw in the towel. But when you look back over your life, you realize I made. Is there anybody in here that know that you made it? I made it. I made it. I made it. Show that I made it.
Show that I made it.
The devil is a liar.
Show that I made it.
I said the devil is a liar.
I made it.
I made it.
Thank you.
not only what he's doing. Reverend Leacock. Are you there,
yes,
Reverend Leacock? All right,
sir.
Tell us a little bit of what God is doing for those that might be going through something. We got about a couple seconds here, so just a few seconds. Tell us, you know, an encouraging word for those that might be going through something. Go ahead.
Well, if you're going through, you can depend on the scripture where the Bible says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and the heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul." Every burden that a person goes through is a trial, but yet at the end of it, there is going to be glory out of it. God take us through each day and every minute of the day. But if we have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, we can command the mountain to move. And if we have faith in God, we know that he can do the impossible if we stand on his promises, if we stand on his word, knowing that he is able to do exceedingly and abundant above all we can ask or think. Yes, trials are very difficult, but within the trials there's strength, and within the trials there's faith, and within the trials there is, we can stand on his word.
Amen and amen. Well, that's an encouraging word from our dear friend down there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Reverend Evangelist Ardrick Leacock. All right, my dear friend, thank you for calling us. Thank you for calling us, and I appreciate that. And I pray that those that have been listening, that they was encouraged. God bless. Thank you. Yes, every praise is to our God. Well, my time is up here, and I want to thank God for every one of you that have been listening to us. And I hope that you was able to hear what Evangelist Ardrick Leacock from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, was talking about, giving you an encouraging word for this afternoon. And I pray that everything we have said has been a blessing to you, and I pray that you join us tomorrow at 12 noon. May God bless you and have a great evening. Good afternoon. God bless.
I want to introduce to you right now a close friend and brother. To me, he is the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
Everybody
say